The shift had been the outcome of months of intense meditation, during which Plagueis and Sidious had sought to challenge the Force for sovereignty and suffuse the galaxy with the power of the dark side. Brazen and shameless, at their own mortal peril, they had waged etheric war, anticipating that their own midichlorians, the Force's proxy army, might marshal to boil their blood or stop the beating of their hearts. Risen out of themselves, discorporate and as a single entity, they had brought the power of their will to bear, asserting their sovereignty over the Force. No counterforce had risen against them. In what amounted to a state of rapture, they knew that the Force had yielded, as if some deity had been tipped from its throne. On the fulcrum they had fashioned, the light side had dipped and the dark side had ascended. On the same day, they had allowed Venomous to die. Then, by manipulating the Bith's midichlorians, which should have been inert and unresponsive, Plagueis had resurrected him. The enormity of the event had stunned Sidious into silence and overwhelmed and addled 114D's processors. But Plagueis had carried on without assistance, again and again allowing Venomous to die and be returned to life, until the Bith's organs had given out and Plagueis had finally granted him everlasting death. But having gained the power to keep another alive hadn't been enough for him. And so after Sidious had returned to Coruscant, he had devoted himself to internalizing that ability by manipulating the midichlorians that animated him. For several months, he made no progress, but ultimately he began to perceive a measured change. The scars that had grown over his wounds had abruptly begun to soften and fade, and he had begun to breathe more freely than he had in 20 years. He began to sense that not only were his damaged tissues healing, but his entire body was rejuvenating itself. Beneath the transpirator, areas of his skin were smooth and youthful, and he knew that eventually he would cease to age altogether. Drunk on newfound power, then, he had attempted an even more unthinkable act, to bring into being a creation of his own. Not merely the impregnation of some hapless, mindless creature, but the birth of a forceful being. The ability to dominate death had been a step in the right direction, but it wasn't equivalent to pure creation. And so he had stretched out, indeed as if invisible, transubstantiated, to inform every being of his existence and impact all of them. Munoid or insectoid, secure or dispossessed, free or enslaved, a warrior waving a banner in triumph on a battlefield, a ghost infiltrating a dream. But ultimately, to no end.